Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. Joining me today is the Executive Director and CEO of the Biedenhorn Museum and Gardens, Ralph Calhoun. Ralph, welcome to Lanyap.
Great to be here, Corey. Thanks for having us.
Well, glad to have you back, and it's been a while since we've talked because I guess the coronavirus has had a lot of folks down and a lot of events have not gone on like usual for the last year or so. So how is the museum going with events and things now that we're starting to get back into the swing of the year?
Well, it's the past year, I guess, for everybody has been very interesting. For us, we shut down for 3 months, opened back up kind of slowly. Having a garden allowed us to have some outdoor space where we felt more comfortable. We've opened everything back up since then, except for the upstairs of the Biedenhorn home, which even folks like me that have had 2 shots, it still feels a little bit cramped up there with a group. But we're basically running. Past 3 or 4 weeks, our numbers have been higher than I've seen in 3 years. So I guess people are itching to get back out and get around. It's been hard, and it's been real hard not doing events because that's a lot of what we like to do.
Now, there may be somebody listening today who just moved to Monroe in the last year, and they may not know what the Biedenhorn Museum and Gardens are. So tell me a little bit about the museum and gardens and why you exist.
Sure. Real quick, I guess the short story is Joe Biedenhorn was the first person to bottle Coca-Cola, which he did in Vicksburg, Mississippi in 1894. And then they moved to Monroe, where they really set up the headquarters for their Coca-Cola bottling. You could almost call it an empire. They did that around 1912. And Joe's daughter, Emmy Lou, had a musical career in Europe, came home and wanted to kind of share the finer things that she'd seen in Europe with the community. And one of the things that she established was the Bible Museum. She started giving tours of her home. About 12 years ago, we opened up the Coke Museum, and we provide, I think, a whole lot. We have a lot of events when we don't have a pandemic. So we'll have music and dance and garden events and art events.
Now you've got,
like I say, it's been kind of a quiet year.
You've got a big event coming up this weekend called Moonlight in the Garden. Tell me a little bit about what Moonlight in the Garden is.
Well, I'm catching some flack, actually, because we're starting our moonlight at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Hey, that's small
details.
There'll
be a whole lot of moonlight. So just a small detail, but this is going to run from 3 p.m. until 8 o'clock. It's an event. I think that the garden is just, it's special after 5 o'clock. It's special as the sun goes down, and then you get into nighttime, and you see the garden differently than you do during the full light of day. And that's really where these moonlight events kind of developed from. And for this one, we've got a local artist, Caroline Youngblood, who does large paintings. We're going to have her work displayed inside and outside. Some of these are, 2-3 feet long, quite dramatic pieces. And we just felt that her paintings of flora and fauna, and they all have a Louisiana connection, alligators, herons, egrets, even the plant life that she paints is Louisiana. So we thought folks would enjoy seeing that.
Now, when you do Moonlight in the Garden, there's always some kind of Coca-Cola tie-in. So Coke floats?
Definitely. We'll have Coke floats. So we haven't had Coke floats for the public in over a year. We invite folks to come out. It's very nostalgic. We put a scoop of ice cream in a cup, pour some Coke over that, and people really enjoy that. It's the kind of thing for me that I think nostalgia is maybe as important as anything that we do here. You get a grandparent, and they're talking to the grandkid about their memories of Coke floats and things like that to their grandkids. It's a special time, and folks really enjoy the Coke floats.
On the other side, tell me a little bit about what's going on at the Bible Museum, because there's some biblical art that is going on, right?
Yeah. Well, we've just opened up. Usually I get these things open by March, but it's taken a little bit of time this year. We've got two exhibits. I would think a lot of people would recognize the name Marc Chagall. Chagall was an illustrator, mostly active during the middle of the 20th century. And we have over 50 pieces by him. I think for Monroe, this is probably a blockbuster in some ways. It'll be up through the end of the year, but it's two different series he did of mostly Old Testament depictions. Chagall was a Jewish artist. One of the things I think that's really interesting about this is we do have two crucifixions that he did, which is something you might not necessarily expect from a Jewish artist. But throughout his Old Testament pictures, you see his Russian roots, his upbringing in Judaism through symbolism. It's quite an exhibit. I tell people that if you teach a children's Sunday school class or an adult Sunday school class, you could bring your class through and sort of do a quick run through the Old Testament with the paintings that we've got up right now. Well, actually, they're lithographs and printings that we've got up, but it's a neat exhibit.
Ralph Calhoun is with us, the executive director of Biedenhorn. Ralph, we've got just a few seconds left, so I'll let you get your final thought, and then tell folks how to find out more about Moonlight in the Garden.
Okay, well, I guess the other thing is we have 14 Stations of the Cross, and we've got paintings that have been painted by local artists, and those are really neat, just a variety of things. If you want more information, you can call the museum at 387-5281. And this Moonlight is going to be from 3 o'clock to 8 o'clock this Saturday. There is a charge at the gate. Just ask that you come through the Riverside Gate, and it should be a great time for folks.
2000 Riverside Drive in Monroe, the Biedenhorn Museum and Gardens.